All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Christopher Moreau. He's the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals. And Chris, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. Nice to see you this morning.
Yeah, so news release out today talking about an application that you're making in regards to DMT and stroke patients. And just before we get to sort of the application, just remind everyone what you're looking at exactly here.
So Algernon is investigating the psychedelic drug DMT. This is a known psychedelic compound. It exists naturally in plants and some animals, and it causes a psychedelic effect. It also happens to help brain cells, neurons grow and develop new connections. The data is quite strong preclinical that it might help stroke patients, and it might help reduce the damage while the stroke's going on, and it may also help patients who have suffered a deficit from their stroke. They have trouble speaking or cognition or motor function. The DMT could actually possibly help them. So we are running a phase one trial in the UK. This is a normal part of the process. You file an application with them to approve the study. You also ask for ethics approval. It's not the first time we've communicated with them. We spoke to them about a month ago. They reviewed our plan and gave us positive feedback. And so this should take about 30 to 40 days. And based on the feedback, then we'll be able to start that phase one trial.
And then the data that you get from this also can help you along the way as well. Is that what's key about this? Is this data doesn't go away. All of a sudden it's like, hey, we can still use this.
Well, so we have formulated an IV formulation of DMT. So we'll be delivering it by IV. We'll be bringing patients up to a sub-psychedelic dose. Remember, we're not intending to take patients on a psychedelic journey. DMT, we believe, and the data is preclinically shows that it helps the brain cells, even if you're not experiencing the psychedelic event. So we want to, so this is about dose and duration. How much DMT do we give a patient? Just keeping them under that psychedelic, sub-psychedelic dose, mm-hmm. and a duration of 6 hours initially, then 12, then 24. And what we learned from this study, we'll take with us for our phase two study for acute stroke and for rehabilitation.
Chris, I'm just wondering sort of the reaction you get from investors when you talk to them about all these steps. Is it hard for people to understand why it's so important to take these steps along the way and how key it is to these studies?
You know, I think we have, I'm pleased to say we have probably a huge strata of investors that look at Algernon. Some are very pharma experienced, so they know all about the steps to take a drug through to approval. Some investors really just like the idea of psychedelic drug investigation. Maybe they don't know. So we try to take a little more time to, in our news releases and in our marketing materials, explain to investors the various steps to take a drug through. And I'm hoping it's interesting for those investors that are learning and are on the journey with us. For those that know, then they have the confidence that we're taking the right steps. These are all required steps to be able to move a drug through, and we're doing it in a capital efficient and in a timely process. That's probably more important to them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Great information, and we'll keep monitoring this, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Steve.
You as well. There's Christopher Moreau, the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals.